Have you found it difficult at times to sustain your optimism since 9/11?
Strangely enough, no. 9/11 did not shock me the way it shocked most Americans. On CNN, they keep talking about 9/11 as the day the world changed. Well, the world didn't change. The world has been this way since the development of modern munitions by Nobel. People on this planet have been blowing up other people for 100 years now and doing it on a bigger and bigger scale every decade. The world didn't change. It's just it finally came back to America. In the last 50 years, America has been doing most of the bombing and nothing has been coming back and hitting us. I knew eventually something had to come back and hit the United States. It didn't surprise me at all when it happened. I just wondered why it took so long. So it didn't dampen my optimism. It just made me realize the struggle is going to be longer and harder than I realized. But then again, this may be the beginning of the end. Well, there's a commercial on television now that says change occurs on the edge of chaos. Those damn bastards will lift anything. That comes from Prigogine's and the Nobel Prize work in the 1970s on dissipative structures, which was a chemical thing, but he immediately saw the application of his mathematics to other complex systems, and he suggested the planet today is a dissipative structure. And since the 70s, it has been going through all the characteristic behaviors of a dissipative structure about to break down and reform on a higher level of coherence. And I think internet provides the higher level of coherence, and all we gotta do is get the governments out of the way and let the people of the world deal with each other over internet. It'll take a while. It sounds utopian, but governments are a damn nuisance to everybody. Nobody really likes them. They only like their government better than other governments because they're brainwashed into thinking our government isn't quite as bad as the others. Everybody on the planet thinks that. The people in Singapore, which is probably the most dictatorial fascist type state on the whole, but they probably think, well, it's not as bad as other governments.